I'm interested in your work on restorative justice. Could you elaborate on that?
Oh, sure. Well, restorative—that's the area that I do most of my work in now. Restorative justice is a way of looking at a situation where there's been harm, whether it's in the criminal justice system or sometimes other kinds of harm, anything from racial profiling to discrimination, other kinds of harm. But when you're looking at a situation where there's been harm, instead of the model used in the criminal justice system, which is who did it, is it a crime, and how much punishment are we going to give that person, we're looking at who was hurt and harmed by what happened. How do we give voice to that person if he or she wants to be able to share with the community or the offender or with others what had happened? And then what is the nature of that harm? And I'll talk about that in a minute. And the third question is, how could we support that victim and go about repairing the harm, and how can we hold the offender accountable for that? So if we back up for a moment and look at, for example, a burglary of a house, if you ask who was harmed, well, you'd say the woman that lived in the house. But if you look more broadly, you'll see that her children, her adult children, her neighbors, her friends, everybody who knows her is impacted by what happened to her, whether it's they're afraid for themselves, they're worried about her. And then you ask about what the nature of the harm is. In the criminal justice system, we'd say, well, what was the property worth that was taken? But if you ask her what the harm is, it's the fact that somebody invaded her home, the fact that she no longer feels secure in her house, the fact that somebody went through her private things. Maybe it's the fact that something sentimental, her the jewelry from her grandmother or something, was taken. And so there are a lot of emotional pieces to that, and that's true in most crime. And then the question is, how do you go about repairing the crime? And there are all sorts of different processes in restorative justice. So there's everything from what we call victim-offender dialogue, where a victim wants to sit down across the table from an offender and actually have a discussion about what happened, get questions answered, tell him exactly what the harm was. Sometimes it's more community-based processes to have an offender understand the harm that he or she's done in the community. For example, what kind of harm is being done by drug dealing in a neighborhood, or what kind of harm is being done when you've got prostitution in that neighborhood, and have neighbors to be able to talk about it. And then to collectively talk about, okay, so where we go from here? How can we have the offender held accountable? How can we as a community support the victim? And there are different parts of restorative justice. So you've got everything from the Truth and Reconciliation Commissions in South Africa and lots of countries that are either national or international programming, to very small victim-offender meetings or family meetings that are occurring in the schools over bullying or other offenses in the school, where they're trying to take approach where a dialogue is facilitated so that people can understand the harm. So that's a snapshot of a fairly complicated topic.
Well, I appreciate the insight nonetheless.
Yes, good.